You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parashas Vayakel, right after Sheni, the Pasuk tells us the narrative, how every man and woman in Klal Yisrael who wanted to donate their jewelry, their gold, their silver, their tcheiles, their agamon, they brought it all to the oil moed for it to be used in the Mishkan. And then it says, V'hanesiyim heviyu es avne hashoyim v'avne miluyim, that after it tells us that Klal Yisrael gave their contributions to the Mishkan, it says the Nesiyim did. So this shir is focusing on a very famous Rashi. Rashi says, Omer Rab Nosson, Ma ro Nesiyim lihisnadei v'chukas ha-mizbeach b'tchila, uv'leches ha-mishkan lihisnadvu b'tchila. Here we're talking about the contributions that went for the building of the Mishkan. But the day of the Chanukas ha-mizbeach, it says that the Nesiyim came first. And every day, a different Nasi came. We learned this according to the Minhag, the days of the beginning of Nisan. Reb Nosson asks, here we see that the Nesiyim seem to have come after the general populace. And there it seems that they came first. So he tells us a very interesting story, that the Nesiyim said, Yisnadvu tzibo mashem isnadvin, anu mashlimin oisai. Let everybody make their contributions first, and whatever is lacking, in other words, they didn't imagine that all of the things that needed to be contributed would be contributed by the general populace. Whatever's left over that has to be donated, will donate. But the people were menadif so much that it says, v'amlocha hoyadayim, that there was nothing left to give. So the Nesiyim said, mo aleinu lasis, what should we give? Heviu es avnei hashoyim, they gave the precious stones that were used in the Choshen. So Rashi ends by saying that's the reason why when it came to the Chanukas HaMizbeach, they came first, because they were, it seems, embarrassed that they came last by the building of the Mishkan. So they came first for the Chanukas HaMizbeach. But then he adds a very interesting statement, Reb Nosson. He says, Ulefish in this Atzlu Mitchila, because they lagged at the beginning of the construction of the Mishkan, Nechsera Oisoi Mishmom, that the word Nesiyim is spelled without a Yud. Sometimes you see Nesiyim with one Yud, sometimes you see Nesiyim with two Yudin, but here it says Nesiyim without any Yudin, to show, to demonstrate, that they did not act appropriately by coming last. These are the words of Rashi. So there are a number of Gedoyli Yisrael, Chassidishe, non-Chassidishe, comment on this Rashi, and specifically ask the question, why was the letter Yud the one that was deleted from the word Nesiyim? A different letter could have been deleted. What is the significance of the Ois Yud, that was taken away? So I noticed that in the Chassidus of Pshischa, which began with the Yid HaKodesh, Rabbi Yankiv Yitzchak Rabinovich, Talmud of the Choyzer Melublin, he founded the Pshischa school, shall we say, of Chassidus. And there are many, many, not only great Rebbes that descended from there, but there was also an unusual amount of Svarim that were written from the Pshischa Chassidus, Pshischa Rebbes. And they focus on this Ois Yud question that we just asked. In this shir, I want to touch upon things that were said by the Chiddush Yarim, by his Einikel de Sfas Emes, by the Imre Emes, that's the Rebbe Avraham Mordechai, at the end of World War II.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
They all have very fascinating insights in this Ois Yud question. So, quoting the Chiddush Yarim, She'inyin ha-Nesiyas Pirish Gadlus. The Inyan of Nesiyas has to do with the Gedoylim of every Shevet. That's why they were called the Nasi. Bekan Shiyotsu Meklal Yisrael Naflu Migdulosam. Here, because they removed themselves from Klal Yisrael, because they said, let the rest of the general populace make the Nedavis, and then we'll give separately, this undermined the fact that they were a Nasi. And this is very interesting, because there is a Kedushas Levi at the end of Parshas Nasai that says that the reason a Nasi is called a Nasi is not because they were lifted up from the rest of the Shevet, which you would imagine is Pasha Pshat. The reason they're called a Nasi is because they raise Klal Yisrael. In other words, the preoccupation of the leaders of Klal Yisrael, their job, so to speak, is to make sure that Klal Yisrael is raised. And if they do something which could be perceived as disconnecting themselves from the Hamainam, from the general populace, then this undermines their being a Nasi. So says the Chiddush Yarim. And the Sfas Emes and the Imre Emes and many of the other Sforim take this concept of the Chiddush Yarim further. And we won't go into detail now because we have limited time. But the Vurka, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Mevurka, who was also from the Pshis Chacheder, as was the Kotzka, his Tchava, they were Talmidim together by the Rebbe Rabbinim, he adds another fascinating Nekuda, that the problem with the Nesiim was, Shil Yehudi Oso Lahalois Al Datoi Shechaver Eloyis Nadiv. It was, in a manner of speaking, a sin for the Nesiim to be choshed, to suspect that Klal Yisrael would not come forward with the total amount of money needed. They said, whatever won't get paid, will pay. Which implies that Klal Yisrael was likely, in their minds, not to be able to bring all the donations that were needed. This was a sin for a tzaddik, because a tzaddik is always supposed to be strong in his belief that Klal Yisrael will always do the right thing at the right time, fully, not to be choshed that there will be anything lacking. This was the chait of the Nesiim, and this was the reason why the Ois Yud was taken away. And, of course, this is a cardinal tenet that we see in many other Chassidish Sforim, especially the Kedushas Levi. He waxes eloquent about how every Yid is always obligated to be Melamed Tzchus on every person in Klal Yisrael, at all times, and not to imagine that they're not going to do the best they can in their service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I find this vote especially intriguing because the Vurka, the same Sefer, the Sefer of Beis Yitzchak with Vurka Teres, brings down a very similar thing in Bereishis, in Parshas Vayechi, where Yankov Avinu wanted to reveal the Kates, the ultimate redemption time to Klal Yisrael. And that's why he said that his children should come together and that he will tell them that the time of the Kates, the time of the Geula Shleima. And it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him forget the time. He knew it, but then he forgot it. So the question is, why did he forget it? So again, the Vurka takes a very similar position there. And he says, Yankif Avinu, you know that there are two different Zmanim of Kitzim. There's a Zman of Be'itoi, and there's a Zman of Achishena. Be'itoi means the set time, the deadline, that if Klal Yisrael does not do tshuva before that Mashiach will have to come. That's the Kates that's known as Be'itoi in its time. And there's another Kates known as Achishena, that if all of us in Klal Yisrael will do tshuva properly, then we can bring the Mashiach immediately. We don't have to wait for the ultimate deadline. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, told Yankif Avinu, you're choshed that my children will not do tshuva before the deadline of Be'itoi? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Kates from him. So we see again a fascinating limud, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu defends the honor of his Jewish children. And he also looks at Klal Yisrael in its most positive light. Even though you could say, look at us here in Golis. The overwhelming number of Jews in the world don't know that they're Jewish, and that they don't even know what it means to be a Jew. How can we hope to have the Kates of Achishena? The Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at Klal Yisrael with tremendous love, and this was the avoida of the tzaddikim. They always demonstrated, even if it's hidden, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, and how Klal Yisrael loves the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu always stands up for the covet of Klal Yisrael, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help. He will stand up for us very soon at the end of this dark, bitter Golus. Kodesh Baruch Hu will certainly redeem us. Boinei Barachmav, the Eibishter will send us the Geula with Rachmim, b'mehera v'yameinu for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.